Namaste. I'm Jenny G. Thanks for tuning in. Please make sure that you hit the like channel, the like button on my channel. It really helps me out. Make some comments. Let me know what you guys are thinking, what's happening, and especially how you're utilizing and working through these energies. And make sure you subscribe to my channel in order to get content. Now, this week on the Cosmic Vibes from the 9th to the 15th, for those of you who've been watching my other videos, there's huge leadership changes coming. There are changes, more truth being exposed in the medical industry, in the hospitals, the truth about immigration. Leaderships are going to be stepping down, laws are changing, rules are changing. This is a really explosive time. You guys, have you watched the solar eclipse video, Mercury retrograde, the new moon energy I put in one video? You got to keep up with the times. You are seeing change happen. Humanity has had enough of the so-called leadership. I've been talking about this for a long time. I talked about it when I did my yearly prediction video way back in December for this year's events. Things have already happened. And happening. This is a week, another explosive week. No one can run from karma. It don't matter who you are, how high you are up in the government world, how high you up in the position, don't matter. It comes to the surface. And this is when the truth is going to be exposed. It's going to anger, it's going to shock people. I'm just saying to be prepared. We've already seen it. We already can see what's coming. We've had enough. We're taking back our power, especially here in Canada. We've had enough of the BS. I can't give out a lot of details because I don't want my channel to get shut down, but I can see a lot that's been happening behind the scenes. So I can only give you a little bit of information, unfortunately. However, you'd like to book a one-on-one session with me, soulworkwithjenny.com. Right? I'm just saying. So now every day we get affected in a little way in our body, right? I've had people like, gosh, why is this happening? Why is this happening? Our bodies get affected every day by the cosmic planetary alignment. Like even the 10th of April, huge conflict is coming out, violence, anger, disruptions. There are transportation issues that are going to happen. There's more disasters. I talked about it. In my other videos, I talked about the earthquake. I talked about all of these other things. More is coming. More is coming. Severe disruptions with weather as well. Please be careful. As I had mentioned, this is really not the month to be traveling. If you can, just take extra caution. There's going to be a lot more delays and there could be lost luggage and stuff. There's more issues coming with our transportation. So I just want you guys to please listen to your intuition. Right, when something's not feeling right, pay attention. A lot's getting exposed, like huge things. Immigration, the truth, what's really going on behind that? Why are we overpopulated in Canada? There's reasons for that. I'm just saying, don't get me started on that. The truth is coming out more and more and more and more and more. Right, so now the 10th, as I mentioned, it's very conflicted. You're going to see more disruptions coming out. You're going to see more restrictions wanting to be made. You're going to see how laws are going to be changing in real estate and housing as well. This month, it's coming. You might be feeling a little bit off because that solar eclipse really shook things up on the 8th of April. It's life-changing. This whole month is about expect the unexpected. With so many karmic fated events, I want you guys to try to stay as grounded as you humanly can, as you humanly possibly can. Take some time out for you because as more's getting exposed, your anger is going to be up. You're going to be standing up. You're going to be reaching out. You're going to be like going after this and this and that. Even for people that don't normally speak up. How many of you have really started speaking up, standing up for your rights, standing up for humanity? Well, that's join me on my Twitter account because I go after. I go after so-called leaders. I'm just saying, right? So now you might find that this week as well, by the way. Let's kind of tone it down a little bit, right? Like you're going to have more ascension symptoms because we have those solar flares, solar storms. You might find that your ears have been ringing, buzzing, dizziness, vertigo, nausea, flu-like symptoms. Listen to your body, for goodness sakes, really, and especially pay attention to your animals. Our animals get affected by these energies as well. On the 11th, like I'm saying, more transportation issues are coming to the surface, weather, deaths. Careful. Be really careful, you guys, right? You're going to find that even on the 11th and the 12th, you're going to want to reflect back to the past 6 weeks. Where were you then? Where are you now? You're going to find that even certain similarities back from 2017 are coming back for review, similar situations. What were you guys doing back in 2017 that was of significance? Like it would be something more significant, even in the world. What was going on then? What's happening now? Right? Look back even to the end of the summer 2023. Where are you guys now? Like, have you seen the similarities from what was happening back then to where you are now? Really reflect back and ponder on that. Keep a diary of what was going on during that time. Keep a diary on your daily events, right? Write down, how was my day? Who was I with? How did this person make me feel? I didn't like this situation. I didn't like being around that person. Write it down and write on the top of your page, was it a good day or a bad day? Because you're going to be able to go back and reflect. Like some of us can already see and know it. However, sometimes it's easier to write it down for certain people and say, gosh, why am I feeling really out of sorts now? Go back and look at your good days. Who were you with? Who was really supporting you? You're going to see, and you have seen who your real friends are, who your real soul tribes are. Your soul tribe will support you in a positive way. You guys have seen, you know what? I'm not connecting with this person anymore. I'm not connecting with that anymore. We've seen a lot of fakeness coming out. So-called, leaders, even of all different sorts and walks in life, so-called leaders trying to be somebody else, they steal your information, they try to copy you, and then they go out and try to promote it that it's them. That's going to go back on them. That's karma. That's fated events and so on. I've had that happen to myself, even people stealing my content, going out and using it for their own sake. Well, you know what? That has nothing to do with me. I'm doing my work. Right? So it's really important just to be yourself and be authentic always. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Think about yourself. Karma goes where karma goes. It doesn't leave and it doesn't lose your address or your phone number. I'm just saying, it's coming back. There's more justifications coming to the surface. Justice will be served. Even the store here where I bought my dog Bella from, which is the puppy mill in Calgary, that karma is going to go back on them. I'm just saying. I'm not gonna even don't even get me started on that, right? So the 13th and the 14th of April this week, you guys, really look back to the 1st and the 2nd of April. That's when Mercury retrograded started, which we're still in, by the way, until the 25th of this month. What happened on those days, the 1st and the 2nd of April? Here in Canada, we have the bullshit of the carbon tax. And the only reason they have the carbon tax out is so Trudeau can pocket that for his pension. That's the only reason why you're getting carbon taxed, of the so-called rain tax. Who does that? Shows you where the mentality is, but don't get me started, right? So now we're not going to go there. We're just not going to go there, okay? So you're going to find your creativity is going to come out more. Maybe some of those are you guys are writing. I deal with different people in the film industry and who are phenomenal writers. And I was talking to my friend the other day, and he's like, wow, I finally put this together, my story. for my film. And he shared that with me. And I was very grateful for that. And I'm like, wow, that's incredible. Incredible. We all have talents. We all have abilities with our gifts. This is why it's really important to be yourself. Why would you be somebody you're not? It's not going to work out. Vibration frequency is going to take it right away from you. I'm just saying, right? So when you start getting ideas down, start writing it down. Start writing it down. You're going to be decluttering things. You've heard from different people from your past. This is also not the time to start a brand new relationship with someone. Get to know them slowly. Don't jump into something major, major, major right now. Don't sign any huge contracts. I've been waiting to move for a long time, as you guys know. The place that I was looking at and considering, it came up on the 1st of April, and I'm like, no, I'm not signing any new contracts with Mercury retrograde. No. Perhaps, let's say, if I signed that contract, maybe I would have moved into this unit. Maybe it was haunted. Maybe like it could have had a lot of problems with it. Maybe there was problems with the neighbors, whatever. I'm just saying, this is not the sign to sign brand new things. To renew things, renew loans, renew your rental property, that's perfectly fine. You can certainly do that. The energies will work with you, right? You're going to find that you're more drawn to certain health modalities with the Eastern medicines, like if it's acupuncture, healing modalities, Eastern medicine, plant food. This is really important time to really watch your health as well. And by the way, there's going to be a lot more bullshit coming out about so-called more diseases and viruses, which is a bunch of BS. I'm just saying. So really pay attention. A lot's going to get exposed. These people will not get away with it. Unfortunately, they have done a lot of damage to our planet and to humanity. So new laws are coming into effect, new rules, new regulations are going to be coming. Things are changing. Things are changing. Stand up for your righteousness if you want to see change. Right? So the deceit around all of that with the housing and real estate and medical world and so-called leaders, immigration is coming to the surface. So this is a very powerful week again. This is a very powerful month. One of my clients is quite well known, and all of that's going to be in the news, I can tell you that. World news. No, I can't give you any details, but a lot of things are coming out. A lot of things are coming out, being exposed. So now I'm going to pull a couple of cards, right? As well. I'm a psychic clairvoyant medium, so I don't use cards, but because we're doing this more collectively. And also, too, by the way, like even on between the 9th and the 11th, you might find that your vocal cords or your neck might get a little bit stiff, or your throat might be like clearing it as well. Certain days of the week, it affects you and your animals, by the way. Between the 12th and the 13th, you might find that your shoulders and your arms are a little bit more sensitive, and your hands and your lungs and your animals as well. Your 14th and the 15th, you might find that your breasts and womb area and stomach area could be a little bit more sensitive. There's reasons for that. And it's really important to drink a lot more water. You found that your sleep has been off. Be really gentle and don't push, 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 force anything. This is the time to really get more rest. It's like still work on your projects and whatever it is you're doing, but just kind of balance things out. I'm starting to balance things out much better myself and taking a little bit more time for myself, to let go and relax and so on like that. It's really important to have and treat yourself with kindness, show yourself some love and compassion. right? You're burnt out. Turn your phone off. Get back to people at another time. What's the rush? Set boundaries. People will keep taking you for granted as long as you allow them to. I stopped doing certain things because of that. I'm like, no, not doing that anymore. No, it's not working for me. Things are changing. When you change your story, there's a new story that begins. When you let go of the wrong people, the right people appear for you. You got to trust the process. This is why it's really important to surround yourself with people that support you in a positive way. Why would you be around people that disrespect you and treat you bad? This is why your career is going to be changing. This is why it's like, you know what? I didn't get a raise from my job. My boss promised me this, or you know, maybe this person promised me this, and this, and I'm still waiting. And there's changes coming. There's been sudden endings. That's going to continue throughout this month as well. You know, and your spirit family, as I call it, you might be feeling their presence and their energy around you a lot more. You know, they're with you. They can see what's going on. How many of you are like, wow, I really felt the presence around me, or all of a sudden I thought I felt my dad or my mom or my pet or, right? So there's a lot of different energy. You're going to be working on your passion projects more. You know, we have Venus and Pisces, you know, that which help you pursue your passion projects, those projects that you might have put through, you know, and left in the corner, you know, since last summertime. Maybe you're starting to work on those again. Right? Really pay attention to what you're working through. Right? Venus and Rahu energy with, you know, with the Vedic, it's the energy of changes with relationships. You know, relationships can be with your boss, it can be with your coworker, can be with your spouse, your friendship, your business connections, your neighbor. It could be with anything, right? The energy is very, very potent. So you're even going to find your body's going to be hot one minute, cold the next. You're going to be making changes to your appearance. You know, maybe some of you are going to change your hair color, hairstyle, your clothing, get into a new health routine. Maybe the guys are going to be building up their muscles, lifting weights and such like that. You know, we've seen like different earthquakes and stuff like that. You know, this is a watery time too, so you're going to see more floods coming, like tsunamis, you know, earthquakes, you know, more snow, moisture. It's all connected with the water energy as well, right? So just be really mindful and really, really careful right now. And especially when you're driving, like this is a year when there's more accidents coming to the surface, but especially on the 11th of April, travel and transportation issues, weather issues, delayed flights, accidents, transportation accidents, and so on. I'm talking, you know, I'm just saying there's a lot happening. There's a lot happening. So let's pull a couple of cards, as I said, from the spirit world. I'll do it collectively. Like whenever a client books a one-on-one with me, I read into you your level of consciousness to see where you're at and help you let go of these blockages, give you all of my insights. You know, I also do past life Akashic record reading, animal communicating, and so on. Right. So I don't use cards, but collectively, as I said, we're going to pull a couple of cards from the universe to see what messages are for you. So let me know how you guys connect with these cards. Okay. Now, before you utilize any cards, make sure you clear the energy from it, from yourself or whoever else used it. So let's ask the universal forces. What's the energies from the 9th to the 15th for this week's Cosmic Vibes? What's their message? What right away this fell out. How interesting. Now, the card that fell out is the sacred pool. Pool is water. You know how I said there's water situations coming up? It's all about taking time for you. Water also represents emotions as well, right? And because of the energy of the world, this is Mother Nature fighting back. Without going into lots and lots of details, Mother Nature's had enough. of how humanity has been treating her, especially the so-called wars and all the toxic energies they've been doing, and the so-called this and the so-called that. Just saying. Don't want to freak you guys out. I could say a lot more, but I'm not. I'm not. Join me on Twitter because I'm blunt. So work with Jen. Anyways, here we go. Sacred pool. Maybe some of you guys are going to get drawn to swimming. Maybe some of you guys are going to want to soak in a bath. Maybe some of you guys, prefer showers where you're sitting in the shower or standing in the shower even more so. Just be careful when you're out in the water, in the oceans especially. There's a lot of activity in our oceans. I do connect with our sea animals, as I'm also an animal communicator. There's a lot of energies and a lot of things happening underwater. I did talk about it in my other videos. So just be really careful and take some time out for you. Having a salt bath, like a Himalayan salt bath, Epsom salts, some little essential oils, relaxing, turn your phone off, turn, put some candles on, sit back, take time out for you. Right? You got to think of you. You got to do things that make you happy. You got to, like, I'm going to pull this card here, these decks, this deck here. I just heard this loudly. So, you know how I was just talking about our animals underwater, how I communicate with animals? All I call all animals animals. If it's a whale, if it's a dog, if it's a bird, if it's a giraffe, for me, animals are animals. That's how I see it. So I do get messages all the time from them, and especially our sea animals, especially with this, a lot of activity going on underwater that's creating all of these disasters. Mother Nature's trying to talk. When you treat Mother Nature with respect, N Mother Nature will treat you back with respect. However, because of these so-called leaders are not treating Mother Nature with respect, it's fighting back. And unfortunately, we all have to suffer because of these so-called leaders who are getting exposed and will get exposed more and so on and so on. What is the message? I'm using my sea animals deck, by the way. What is the message from the 9th to the 15th of April from our sea animals? No, too many fell out. Too many chatters out there with the animals. It's our message from the animal kingdom from the 9th to the 15th. 9th to the 15th. 9th to the 15th. What's the energy and the message from our animal kingdom? What's the message from our animal kingdom? Our sea animals. Now, what fell out here? Oh, how cool. Oh, very cool, actually. Now, the message that came out. Disengage from outcomes. Let go so you can open yourself to the highest love that you deserve. Find ways to release worry or any unresolved lack of forgiveness you might be holding on to. And look at the card. It's Mr. Whale. Look at that beautiful card. I love whales. How many of you have seen whales? I swam with the dolphins before when I was in Hawaii, actually. I could go on and on and on and on and on about my experience, but that's another story, right? Really pay attention, disengage from toxicity, disengage with people who don't treat you with respect. I don't care who it is, right? Ask yourself, why are you allowing this person to treat you like this? Really take time out for you and listen to hear your soul speak. Why are you allowing that? They're going to continue to treat you like that. Or if it's a job, your boss, if it's like whoever it is, right? I'm just saying. Disengage from certain situations. You're going to start disengaging with so-called people who are pretending to be somebody they're not. I've walked away from a couple of situations myself. I actually got asked to do interviews, and I said no. They're asking me to, we want you to say this and do this and share that experience. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I never went through that experience. I never, no, I'm not going to be somebody who I'm not. Why would I do that? If you want me to be somebody who I'm not, then, I can read a script and be in a movie and portray a certain character. That's different. Why would I say I had this experience when I didn't? I will not do that. So I said, no, that's just myself. That's just me. So there's certain people out there and individuals that, so-called even spiritual leaders, that people are now seeing the truth. So let's pull a couple of cards from our spirit world. I just say spirit. It's just easier for me. I like to keep things more simple, right? Like whenever I have a one-on-one with you, I read into your level of consciousness to see where you're at. If it's more on an esoteric turn, then I'll talk to you in that energy. Of course, I'm not going to talk to you in a different way when you're not going to understand what I'm saying. Why would I do that? For what reason? It's a waste of your time, isn't it? And it's a waste of my, I'm just saying, there's people out there that like to make themselves look important when they're not, right? So ego, we're not going to even go there. It's just all a part of a lot of more things being exposed and so on and so on. So let's talk to the energy of the crystal world and the universal world. What's the message from, actually, no, I'm not going to do this. Actually, I'm not going to pull that deck. I just heard right away, let's use this deck. So I've ch just changed my decks here. I get drawn into certain decks. I'm like, okay, spirit, what decks do I use that for this week? And then I start hearing decks and decks and one I might not be a little sure of. And I'm like, I'm just going to bring it. Like, for instance, the one I just pulled, and I'm like, no. So let's ask this energy of this deck. From the 9th to the 15th, what's the message? What is the message from our Akashic world? I do Akashic past life records. Helps you come to terms with understanding why you were born into your family or culture and why you're drawn to certain people and twin flames and so on and so on, a lot of karmic events. And how to clear it and cut ties energetically, karmically. The 9th to the 15th, 9th to the 15th, surprise, surprise. I can't go into details about this, but I'm going to pull a card and say what I can say. There's more exposure going to be coming out with this energy. Truth being exposed with certain things, government, so-called leadership, and this energy of the Native American as well, of course. There's good and bad in everybody. Right? Doesn't matter what culture, what religion, what country, what so on. Things always get exposed one way or another. Maybe some of you as well are getting more drawn into studying more about Native American. Maybe some of you are like, you know what? I want to learn more about drumming, about maybe I was a Native American in a past life. Am I having dreams? Really pay attention to your dreams as well, you guys, because your soul is showing you even bits and pieces of your past life. Maybe you're like, I'd really like to take that course on shamanism. Maybe I'd like to take this course on drumming. Maybe I'd like to, learn more about this culture. Whenever you're getting drawn even to a culture or a religion, that's because once upon a time ago, you go back into another lifetime as that culture or religion, and it's coming back to the surface. Maybe there's more for you that's going to help you understand, more about yourself, why you're more drawn into this. Maybe there's bits and pieces of the culture or that religion that can actually help you move forward as well and shape shift things. Right? So, pay attention to that, where you're getting drawn to. Past life healings, there's been a lot of karmic ties being cut. So contracts, have ended and are ending even more with karmic situations. If it's with, like even twin flames or karmic family, karmic business, karmic this, karmic that, more things are getting released as well. Right. So I'm just going to pull a card over here. I'm still not pulling from that other deck, just not drawn to it. So, I love my crystals. I actually pulled my Atlantean crystal here. Lemurian Atlantean crystal here. It's actually quite heavy. Beautiful. I don't like things. I like this one because it's not smoothed down. I don't like the average piece, right? Like even this piece here, as I call it, this is lapis. And it's interesting because masks are falling off. The truth has been exposed. I was really drawn to this crystal today, so that's why I'm wearing this one, because things are being exposed, masks are falling off people's face of who they truly are is coming more to the surface. So let's ask the spirit world from the 9th to the 15th. The energies from our crystals. Message. Rhodonite, find a way to forgive. When you are ending situations, like a relationship, for instance, because that person has hurt you or betrayed you, and it could be anybody. It could be a business partnership, it could be a friendship, it could be your spouse, it could be like a neighbor. It doesn't matter who it is. It's really important to forgive that person for what they did. You are not saying what you did to me and how you treated me was okay. No. Only reason why you are forgiving that person is for you to move on more into peace. You don't have to say that to their face. Say it with them so you can find that peace to move in and to move on. You will find that as you're doing that and you're working through your traumas, you're going to find that you're going to get triggered, of course, from certain traumatic experiences. When you get triggered, it's that opportunity to heal. When you start healing, you start bringing your power back. It's like you put a scar all on top of that again, and you heal through it. So if you keep yourself connected with toxic energies, you're going to constantly get triggered. Take time out for you to reflect. This is a month with Mercury retrograde to reflect, to resolve issues, to revamp things, to resolve issues from people from the past. People from the past come back. Maybe they want to reconnect with you for whatever reason. Yeah, but Jenny, I don't want to resolve. I don't want to talk to that person. Then don't. When somebody reaches out to you, you don't have to go and hang out with them. They're gonna reach out to you if they want to reach out to you. You don't need to get involved with them again. However, if there is an issue that wasn't resolved, it's really important to resolve that within yourself with them, right? You don't have to talk to them, but whenever they send you that message, you're like, oh my God, why is that person talking to me or reaching out? You don't even have to reply back. As long as you are doing the work within, the soul work within, and I give you those steps how to work through it and cut ties and clear karmic ties. Because if you don't properly clear those karmic ties, they'll come back again. You can't run from things. You have to look within the truth being authentic and walking your path that resonates for you, speaking your truth, being honest. Speaking from your heart and your soul with the right intention, there's nothing else that matters. So please like my video. It really helps with my channel. People are like, how come you're not monetized, Jenny? And I'm like, because I need to have so many viewers, views per video, and so many hours of watched videos per year. That's why. So share my videos, for goodness sakes. like them, make some comments, let me know what's going on with you guys, and be prepared for shocking events. From my heart to your heart, namaste.